program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Le Rendezvous de la Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your Francophone roots. Join in the fun and visit rvf.ca today.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. No, I'm not going to play this yet. I don't want to play this yet. It's I'm alone, by the way. Can you tell? I'm on the Indie Wake Up Call. It's a control freak. Okay, so Rue is not feeling well. Like, a lot of you people out there are not feeling well right now. And Madison, well, she's got a lot of deadlines going on. I know she wears a lot of hats, you know. And so I'm just making sure that everything's all set for today because we have some guests coming in. Of course, we do. Just give me a second here. There we go. Yeah, let's do this. There we go. Actually, Harrison released this song yesterday. It's called Come Alive. We love Harrison on the Indie Wake Up Club. We play him all the time. So anyway, just to let you know. Also, yes, I'm going to be talking about the Slate Music Prize. We talked about it all last week, but the results are in, and the results are, we had a great time. Those are the results. It was great to talk to every single band. It was Charlie, Liam, Rue and me at the red carpet, and thank you for Kingston Canadian Film Festival for making the red carpet really seamless. We had some fun there with other people. Madison, again, I said she does a lot of things. She was there with the Queen's Journal. She was all over the place. If you're not following her or the Queen's Journal, maybe check out what she got up to, because it was deep. She went into the festival deep last weekend, which I think is why she's working on all her stuff this morning. All good. Anyway, I was a little bit surprised about our winners. So we had 10 music videos that we got to see for the first time. We all watched them together as a community, and super fun. We finally found out what's going on with the band called Manic Sonic, and it's all thumbs up. I want merch. I told them immediately, I want merch now. Anyway, we'll be talking about them, I'm sure, in the weeks to come, as they were fantastic. I love their song and their music video. They were great, but they were a mystery to us going into the Slate Music Prize. Otherwise, all the other bands on the red carpet were friends of the show, and we got into it. So check out Indie Wake Up Call on Instagram. You can see and hear all of our interviews with the bands on the red carpet. What was I about to say there? Yes, I think we were surprised. I think we were surprised, delighted that Almond Milk and Cassador both took out awards for their music videos that night. And happy for both. I mean, we were joking along that Madison and I were actually in the Cassador video. That doesn't count. That doesn't mean we like it. That's why we like it. It was really well done and well explained, too, because there's a whole plot and a very good Kingston story to it, filmed in assorted locations all around us here. And fun. So much fun. Got to hear the songs for the first time in some cases as well. So loved that. Anyway, congratulations, Almond Milk. He wasn't able to come to the award ceremony on this Sunday night to get his award because, as I texted some friends, like, it was a school night for him. He had to go back to go to school in Concordia the next morning. So I guess he'll have to come back and pick up his Slate Music Prize from the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. Congratulations, Simon. More to come from him in the summer. He said he's got a lot of irons in the fire, so that's great. Let's start with The Curse Is Gone from Almond Milk off Simon the Pop Curse. Let's get going. It's the Indie Wake-Up Call.
Set me free.
Think the curse is gone. I'ma kiss you all night. Stay up till the morning. Okay, first of all, no, I stayed in a bad place, but can I move it to yours? We'll watch sunsets together and drink beers on rooftops. Just live in the moment. I know good days are coming. We'll just live in the moment.
I know it's on your mind.
Let me take your mind off things for a while.
Could I change your mind?
Maybe I did a bad thing. Maybe not what I want to lead with. Got so busy minding my own business. So much gold to mine, I'm not thinking. You don't believe in wasted time then. Wish I had that sense of romance. When it seems to get colder than the Arctic, I would feel better with my finance and some silence. Frankly, I'm just going through the motions. So skilled at harnessing all my emotions. Part of the whimsy in me, die with Justin. You see, all of me is so confusing. Yeah, I am anxious and avoidant. Hear that is the worst one, but hey, I have my moments. Just like a different kind of program. Wish I could just reprogram. Second movement, every time I think I wanna try. I could I let it go?
back out there. So cool with my intention. I only want when I want. Can't say I pay the nicest. Unless you share my vision. Caught in a cataclysm. Don't think I'm a good person. No matter how I work it. Stumble through how pure. How pure are my intentions? Or do I really want it? At the paycheck? Or the credit? We're in contrast. Dripped in color. Then in grayscale.
last-minute flight. I get in early, I was roused by the light. Back in the city, no longer my home. Trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. The immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
It's the only wake-up call. Just to confirm, I'm 100% on the Joe train. That's Joe Curie from Stranger Things. I know you either are in or you're not, but if you don't like End of Beginning, I don't like you. It's such a good song, and it still keeps going. But that's brand new music from him called Delete You, if you didn't catch that. And I think it's a banger. I also played... This is an artist I talked about 2 weeks ago that I didn't even play. But I have been... digging into some of my playlists from years past and realized there was someone that I was so into, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years ago, and forgot about the artist. And that artist was called Knox Fortune. And you heard a song that, yes, it's a bit of a summer jam. It's called Lil Thing. And I told myself, yes, throwback. Knox Fortune mattered to me. I want to find out what Knox Fortune's doing these days. Anyway, wanted to play that throwback for you. We also played some Curse Is Gone from Almond Milk, one of the winners of the Slate Music Prize. I've got the other one lined up for you very soon. And that would be Casador. And that was so fun. The music video, everything, getting dressed up for it, and actually getting together and watch it together as a community. Loved it. And yes, I'll be talking about Slate a few more times because I also want to congratulate Emily Steele and Luscious. They have both been named as artists who will be performing at Blues Fest in Ottawa. And we got to see new music and videos from them as well that night. It was a lot. there was a lot of meat in that night, basically. We've got a lot to talk about just from all of the artists, and it was a great celebration. But I did see some students there who are just younger up-and-comers who I want to make sure that they get in for this prize should they do it again next year for the film festival, which I think they might, because it's a growing phenomenon that we all love. So, you know, I've got my thinking cap on about who that should be, right? Speaking of student bands, Bad Fortune should be here very soon, waking up, coming in, and telling us all about what they're up to, which I believe is a lot. So I'm excited for that. Anyway, we got some Cassador coming up. Their brand new song. This is what we saw the music video for, Revolution Number 10. You can see the video now as well. And I can't tell you exactly what second you get to see me in it, but there's like a little like flash of it. But anyway, that's not exciting at all. I'm just throwing it in there because I'm in control of the microphone this morning on the Indie Wake Up Call. Glad you're with me. Stick around. We got Bad Fortune coming in to the studio to visit us in about 10 minutes.
something that I've done. I love wasting time for the benefit of no one. Smoking a cigarette inside while it rains. Talk has no escape. Honesty loves pain.
want me for.
But I won't be shaken up again. Goodbye, my friend.
God, I love that jam so much. Steely Dan, young people. Although I feel like all the young people do know the Dan, so that's great to hear it on Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone. I got bad fortune in here. Honestly, guys, I don't think I've seen you perform since St. Patty's Day last year.
Oh my gosh, what a throwback. Oh my God.
That was a crazy day. And it was straight. Hey, we can talk about how it all came together and everybody, because we've waxed poetic about that on the show for a long time. But hey, it was fun.
It was a great time.
That was a fun day.
Like, we played first, and it was so cold.
It was so cold.
It warmed up, and then all the other acts got a nice warm
We were sitting by that fire. Like, I think I got there at 11 a.m., and we just sat by that fire, and there was a really nice man that comes and brings the wood, and the bands kept showing up and, you know, cycling through, and it was lovely.
It was such a fun opportunity. I think that was the second show we ever played, and we got asked to do that. And we got to see so many other awesome bands play throughout the day as well. It was such a great start to the morning, just leading up to such a fun St. Patrick's Day.
And like, being the person I am with my A-type personality, I was just so proud of every band for showing up. Yeah. Everybody did! on St. Patty's weekend. And yeah, I know, here, I'll just say it for the side. Like, I know the city was like trying to say like, hey, let's have this concert on St. Patty's Day to try to make it a little bit less so crazy on Aberdeen. But I mean, everyone parties on the Saturday, but whatever. We did the Sunday. It was amazing. It was so good. Yeah. It was so good. Lessons learned playing on a stage like that. Cause it was a taller, bigger stage. Like,
yeah, well, for me, that was new. Like, Bad Fortune was my first time gigging in town. And I just thought it was really cool. Like, it was awesome. Like, we had played at Blue Martini. And then after that, that was my first time playing on a big outdoor stage like that, which was a great opportunity.
Well, if you're just tuning in, it is Piper and Max from Bad Fortune on the show. I think I said that like for a millisecond when I cut in. That's so my style, man. I don't introduce people. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Indie Wake Up Call. It's always nice when artists take the time to come in the morning. But we have things going on with the band. There seems to be a lot going on. Yeah. And we've got a show coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I hear music is being recorded right now. What is happening?
Yeah, we're working on 5 songs.
Okay.
Just doing like our sort of debut EP. It's been a while in the making just because we started it a little while ago and then took some time to just do life stuff. And now we're back in full swing playing shows and recording, so we're hoping to get it out soon. I don't think we want to like announce a time frame until we're like ready to get it.
We pressure people too much on that. I'm guilty. Like, when, where?
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, great Canadian albums are made in the winter. Mm-hmm. I really feel that. So where are you recording this? Like, how's
doing
this
some bedroom pop love, stuff?
Yeah, some love favorite records come out of that. What's it been like though with decision making? How do you guys work? Is it a democracy? Is it a dictatorship? Like, what's that like?
I make all the decisions and Max just has to do it. No. It's really 50-50, like it truly is. Honestly, I feel like we work so well together that it's actually been kind of difficult to choose like what songs we want to put on our EP and our like hopefully greater album that we're working on, because I think every time we get together we write a new song just like by accident. Yeah. And then we fall in love with it and it just keeps building on itself. But no, we work together very well. We have similar, we're pretty like-minded in terms of kind of our vision for the band and types of shows that we want to play and our expectations and the songs that we want to write and our style of writing too, especially with like a more folk indie. We're both very into that kind of music and we have similar musical inspirations too. So I think it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
What's surprising is that you've come from bands that we know that maybe aren't as folk and indie. Like, you guys have, you know, you've been in other bands. We've seen you out there. And folk and indie might not be what some people have associated you guys with before in the past. So maybe tell me how you got to this place.
Yeah, I mean, we worked together at the music store up in the West End there. And when Piper started working there, like, we just got chatting and I was like writing some solo stuff and Piper was writing some solo stuff and we're like, why don't we just sort of show each other our songs, give feedback, see if maybe there's a song or two that we could work on together. And then when we did that, within an hour we had like written a song together and we're like, why don't we just be a band? Like,
yeah,
let's not even be two solo artists. Like, let's just, clearly like we're on like the same wavelength when it comes to like songwriting.
And with two people too, like it just being the two of us, you can create such like a warm kind of intimate energy for your audience when you're doing folk music. Not that that's the only reason, like we both are such huge folk fans, but mm-hmm. it's so easy to facilitate that kind of energy when there's two people, because it's like us doing like this nice harmony with the guitar and the harmonica or something. And it comes together so naturally, rather than if the two of us were trying to do like techno pop or something. Yeah. I feel like it wouldn't translate as well.
But intimate is exactly what I was thinking. But that also makes you quite vulnerable when you do perform, because you're not hiding behind reverb or like squelchy guitars. Like, mm-hmm. if it's just you guys, the performance side of things does change. How are you finding that?
Yeah, I like it. Like, I've never really been sort of like a front person before. And, you know, just being up there like with an acoustic guitar and singing, like, it's something that I'm not used to, but I just really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I before that I was always like more of an, like, part of ensemble kind of things, projects, and just being at it being the two of us, I remember our first show, like, I was terrified. I'd never been so scared in my life. And it's nice because you can almost connect with the audience.
It's a good scared.
Yeah, exactly. And you can connect with the audience in a way that, like, when you're part of, like, a choir or, like, a musical theater show, which I had just mainly done in the past, like, it's you have more of a connection with them. And having it the two of us, we always say before the shows, when we're really nervous, like Spring Reaver last year, we were like, it's just the two of us. It's just the two of us having fun on yeah. stage together, just like when we would rehearse. And so it's kind of nice. We kind of just try to have the mindset of, like, we're just hanging out and there's a bunch of people watching us.
Yeah. Do you find it's good if you know the faces and see other musicians in the audience? Like, is that easier when you're like, oh, yeah, hi, everybody. Like, is that better or is it more intimidating?
I think it's better. I think it's, like, it is some level of intimidating to want to, like, impress your friends and, like, not yeah. disappoint them, but it, like, everyone's just been so supportive that it's very easy to play in front of them because they all at least have told us that they really like us.
That's good. I think that's the Kingston way. Like, if you're not a nice musician or a good member of this community, you go to, I don't even want to say any cities because I'll get in trouble. But yeah, out. Yeah. That's good. So it's funny, Max, because you said very clearly, like, we're working on 5 songs.
Yeah.
But then I heard, like, but there are more than that. So do you know what the 5 songs are? Or are you just saying there will be 5 songs and we will choose them?
No, we're very set on the first 5.
You know what they are.
Yeah.
They're done. They're like, well, whatever, not done. I'm not going to pressure you again. No pressure. But you know them. That's not going to change. Okay. Yeah. So that's, and so they create a cohesive.
That's why we want to, like, mm-hmm. not okay. change what 5 they are, because it's, like, sort of telling one story. But, yeah. Like, we, yeah, like Piper said, every time we get together, we write a new song. So the bank of songs that we can pull from is quite vast.
Yeah. And we have, like, some of our newer ones that we've been playing at our last couple shows are a little more, like, almost a little more on the indie side. Mm-hmm. And some of them, a couple of them are streaming a little bit away from, like, folky, which we try to make sort of the heavy theme. But so I think we're kind of saving those for maybe a different, like, a second EP or for an album, so there's a little bit more variety. But yeah, like Max said, I think the first one is, we thought it out, and these are ones that we've been playing for a long time, and they're, yeah, very cohesive.
It's great. So we get to hear these songs. We get to hear them this weekend. You haven't performed yet in 2025 is what I'm seeing here. Okay, so let's get some details. Where can we see you this weekend?
So we're going to be at Daft Brewery on Princess Street, and we'll be playing on Sunday, March 9th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So
it's free.
It is. It's free.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. So just come hang out, grab a drink and a pizza and stay for as long as you like. It's going to be very, like, cozy, casual vibes. So yeah, not any sort of big formal concert or anything, but I think that's, like, the perfect space for us to kind of re-enter the scene this year. And yeah, come on out. It's dog friendly. If you have a dog, bring your dog.
Oh my God. I did not know that.
Please bring your dog, actually. Oh,
that's so sweet. We've got to get those concert dogs going for the summer so they know what to expect, right?
Yeah.
So good. Guys, will you come back when this album is released and tell us the story? Because I'm not going to dig into it. I want to know when it's here. I want to know what that's all about, because it's pretty exciting stuff. So you'll come back. Okay, that's good. We do have a song.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, why don't we lead into it, Max? Tell me about it.
This is Muscle Memory. This is the first song that we wrote that sort of led us to being a band, and it just also happens to be the first one that we recorded.
Okay, well, here we go. Bad Fortune, thanks for coming into the show this morning.
Thank you.
Thought it through. That's a bullseye with your hands tied and your eyes closed. Should I need to know, I'll know exactly where to throw to land a bullseye. It's the way you fire it back. I'm gonna land a few more shots before fade to black. Even if you know I'm lying, I still wish you would buy it. So you tried to persistently to look in my direction. The feeling you've been wrestling with is just around the corner. So why should I
expect to see you look in my direction. The feeling I'm in less than length is just around the
as I came.